We all know that high school can be the time when what you choose to wear has a huge impact on your sense of identity. As students take those first steps into adulthood, they walk a fine line between fitting in with their peers and developing a unique sense of self. Earlier this fall, a group of AP language students at Brighton High School were asked to read a memoir by Iranian author Uzair Nafisi. This book detailed the experiences of women during that country's religious revolution, including dealing with new standards of modesty in the way they dressed. To experience this material firsthand, several girls in the class at Brighton chose to spend a full school day wearing hijabs, the headscarves worn by Muslim women in many parts of the world. The exercise gave the students a chance to learn about an unfamiliar culture and religion. But in a school community where only one teacher outwardly practices Islam, wearing the scarves was a good way to draw curious looks, questions, and a few unfriendly comments. Stateside's John K. Wilson recently spoke with teacher Diana Mason and three students who took part in the experience.
I am Camille Mikett, and I am a senior.
I'm Leigh Pirro, and I'm a senior, too.
I'm Lauren Wiley, and I'm a senior, too.
Diana Mason, I teach AP Language and Composition.
So the book was called Reading Lolita in Tehran. It was mostly about a bunch of women who lived in Tehran during the Islamic Revolution, and they were reading books together in one of their teachers' homes. It was kind of like a sanctuary for them. In the outside world, they had to wear a lot of covering, and they didn't have a lot of individuality. And then when they went into her home, most of them took off their hijabs and all the stuff they had to wear, and they became themselves.
On the surface, the book exposes them to an unfamiliar culture, but really the book uses that as a vehicle to talk about identity. We're in a community that is 99.9% white, middle-class Christian. So when they wore the hijabs, part of it was the cultural experience, but part of it was they weren't prepared for how it affected their sense of self.
When I first put it on, it felt really awkward, obviously, because I've never worn anything like that before. And I felt not ashamed, but just weird walking around the hallways. But by the end of the day, it was comfortable, and it was like shelter to me. So then when we had to take it off at the end of the day, I felt so exposed to the world, and I could like feel every bit of wind on my head, and it was weird. I didn't like it.
You took the kind of mindset that you felt exposed when you weren't wearing it, and I thought it was more, since it's not my religion, it's not something I'm used to, and it's not something I feel like proud of to wear, like it felt like it covered up how I express myself and my identity, and that comes with power. Like I didn't feel as powerful as a person on the inside.
I'm actually Mormon, so I understand the modesty thing. Like, we have standards for, like, how we're supposed, like, I can't show my shoulders, and I have to wear, like, longer shorts and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of people ask me about that already, but, like, it was cool to see another religion.
I only had one remark that was kind of just more from a place of ignorance, and it was just, I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm having a bad day today, because I was just outside of this, I was having a bad day. And he said, why? Is it because you're wearing that thing on your head? And just the way that he said it in the context of his voice made me irrationally angry. Even though I'm not affiliated with that religion at all, it affected me in more ways than I thought.
The people, at least, that I interacted with during the day were open-minded. And, I mean, obviously you're going to get some questions like, why are you wearing that? Like, if they see us every day. But it was an opportunity to talk about it, and I think it went well.